This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what another eventful day for Donald Trump. Michael Cohen out there singing. Don't count Trump out, though. I think it's a good song that he's singing, actually. And a lot of this is going to come tumbling down for Robert Mueller III, and he knows it. That's why he's trying to get in the best body blows that he can get right now for the president. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. Like I said, please visit our website, a21r.com. That's the Agenda 21 Radio website, a21r.com. A as in Adam, 2-1, R as in Roger.com. Really simple. Really, really simple. We don't have to make it really difficult. So A21R.com and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. The constitutional way to statehood. It's the only avenue. I don't know why people haven't figured this one out, but, you know, everybody tells me all around the nation, how did you sort this out? I read the Constitution, and guess what? We're being tried and tested all the way through with New California, but guess what? It's working. We're the only ones standing now. Moving forward, we're going to be the 51st state in the union. That, of course, is newcaliforniastate.com is the website to go to. Okay, well, with us right now, we have Frank Dumont Braun. And Frank is with us, and he is the leader of the United States Freedom Army. And Frank, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
And, you know, speaking of the Constitution, as I just was, because the new California state movement is the only constitutional process moving forward for statehood, the first time since really 1861 that this method has been tried. It's been tried on three other occasions to get a statehood, all three successful, I might add. So we are following it to the T, to the letter, and it looks like, well, it doesn't even look like, it's pretty obvious that we're going to become a state here in the next 2 years. So you are, of course, constitutionally driven as well with your organization. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you represent in terms of the United States Freedom Army.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do that, Paul. Before I do, though, let me tell you how much I admire the fact that New California started out on constitutional principles and that they're moving forward based upon what the Constitution says. And that's really the crux of what we do in the United States Freedom Army. We were founded to help influence the return of the United States government to its constitutional underpinnings. We have strayed, and I say we editorially, our nation has strayed over the past decades with our legislators and lawmakers twisting the Constitution into a pretzel around the general welfare clause, around the commerce clause, and completely prostituting what they do by expanding beyond what their enumerated powers are and going beyond that to have completely set up the nation for bankruptcy because they're overcommitting and they're doing this in areas where they have no business being involved.
So when you say no business involved, can you kind of give me one or two of those areas?
Absolutely. If we take a look at the enumerated powers, it spelled out very clearly what the Congress can and cannot do. And anytime you find a piece of legislation that you cannot tack directly back to the list of enumerated powers, then we have an aberration of our constitutional powers by the legislators. Provide and maintain a navy, provide and maintain an army, to lay taxes, to establish post office. You know, there are a list of those enumerated powers in the federal constitution, but you don't find anything in there about a Department of Education. You don't find anything in there about a Federal Reserve. You know, and we could go on. There are so many examples of where Congress has abdicated its responsibility to remain restricted to what the Constitution says it should be focused on. And so what do we do with all these other things? Well, the Constitution spells it out clearly. The powers that are not given to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people, respectively. And that's where those other items should be tested and should be funded and should be regulated. It's not at the federal level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess a lot of court decisions have come down that have sort of laid waste to many of the constitutional provisions, such as what's in the 10th Amendment, those that you're mentioning, which are reserved for the states. One of the ones that comes to mind for us in the New California State Movement is the court decision in 1965 by the Warren Court, Reynolds versus Sims, which basically did away with the federal model of Republican form of governance to the states. In other words, senators were no longer counted as senators representing counties or areas. They are representing populations for the first time in our nation's history, which effectively just made them members of the House of Representatives or the, like here in California, the Assembly, because they're just representing people and not everything else. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, you know, you bring up a great point, Paul. The issue there is the overreach of the courts and the, I don't know, maybe the milquetoast attitude that the legislative branch has about being overrun by courts who are manned by people that are not beholden to the electorate. The the court was never intended to be the arbiter, the supreme arbiter of our laws in the U.S. What the court was conveyed for, what the court was created for, was to test the laws that Congress proposed, and to test them specifically with how they related and fit with what the Constitution says they should be doing. You know, the problems that we have with this is that we've got an overactive court. They want to write laws or amend laws instead of just adjudicating whether or not those laws fit with what the Constitution says. Anytime we have a Supreme Court that comes out and says a law is unconstitutional, what it should be doing is sending that law back to the legislators to rewrite to be in line with what the Constitution says. All too often, that's not the case. It stops at the Supreme Court. They say, no, it's unconstitutional, and that's kind of the end of it. Nobody goes back to see, well, okay, is it? And if it is unconstitutional, let's go back and edit this so that it's within the framework of our Constitution. If it's not unconstitutional, as the court said it is, then it goes back to the people for determination whether or not that's going to be a law. The mm-hmm. Supreme Court is not the final arbiter.
And, you know, in situations like that, it's we the people is the House of Representatives and then the Senate. Anyway, we've got Frank DeMonbrun with us right now, and he's with the United States Freedom Army, and he is going to be with us following the next series of commercials. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be burning down the house here with Frank Damon Brun, who is the leader of the organization known as the United States Freedom Army. He is with us to talk to us about the constitutionality of the Constitution as it stands today, which is, of course, the major thrust of what the Freedom Army is all about. Frank, we were talking about various elements of government, the House of Representatives and the Senate being the legislative branch, bicameral representative, I guess, Republican form of governance. We do not see a Republican form of governance here in California or in a lot of other states, such as Chicago, Illinois, as a city, state, so to speak, but also Illinois, Nevada, Oregon, and other places, even Virginia, don't have necessarily a Republican form of governance any longer. You guys are obviously pushing for a Republican form of governance, which is, of course, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution.
Right. That is correct.
And I guess the question is, how do you get there from where we're at right now with Reynolds versus Sims and everything?
Well, again, it gets back to a realization by the people that there are an awful lot of decisions that have been passed down by the courts that are null and void because they are unconstitutional on their face. Any time a court disagrees with the Constitution, strikes something down from the Constitution, or amends what is written in the Constitution, then those are all unconstitutional acts. They are null and void. We, the people, are the ones who have to stand up against that because it is plain that the 5% of the folks who are running our nation are not going to adhere to what the constitutional restrictions are to their power. And until we stand up and make them respond to the issues that we see as anti-constitutional or unconstitutional, then they're going to continue usurping that authority. They're going to continue driving us down the road to totalitarianism.
Which is what we see right here in California.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people don't make that connect the dot that California's state government is now totalitarian. And, you know, it's we're at the phase where the population generally doesn't understand it yet. You know, we that are in touch with it all the time totally get it, that it's here, it's now. You know, when you have the lack of the elements that the Constitution guarantees us being thrown out the window, and I'm talking about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which allows us that we have a right to a Republican form of government. We have a right to be free from invasion, and we have the right to be free from violence. Those three things in the guarantee clause of the Constitution are just not here in California. It's a state that's really lawless and run amok.
Paul, I would argue even beyond California. I see this like a cancer spreading across the nation. More and more places, perhaps not even states, but I mean, we've got some great examples in just localities, specifically with restrictions on the Second Amendment. We have some localities that are going extra constitutional on this issue, and they're enacting restrictions and laws that only apply to those who support the Second Amendment, to gun owners this kind of a situation is especially egregious. Well, for instance, here in Colorado, where I live, Boulder, Colorado has just enacted, essentially it's a de facto firearm registration law. And they are going to make every firearm owner in Boulder a felon if they don't bring their weapons in and have them registered with the local police department. And when I say registered, they play some verbal trickery with that, saying, well, no, this isn't a registration. We just want you to come in and certify you have this weapon so that we know it's grandfathered and we don't arrest you accidentally later. And all I have to say to that is hooey.
Yeah.
they're disingenuous. You know they're lying because their lips are moving. And all they're attempting to do is to further restrict the Second Amendment, and there are few amendments that are written as clearly as the Second Amendment with regard to not being infringed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, they're doing that in other areas. In California, there's some places, Morgan Hill, California, as an example, has been one of the ones that are starting to do that sort of thing as well. So this is something that's catching on with certain municipalities, I suspect. And obviously, this is by design. There's no question about it because, gee, it is the age of the Internet and these people can cross-communicate. But I like the term that you're using there, extra-constitutional, because that clearly is a violation of our Second Amendment rights. It needs to be challenged at every turn. What are you doing in Boulder, Colorado to challenge that?
There is there's an organization that stood up in the Boulder area and north of there in a small city called Longmont. It's a Rally for Our Rights is the name of the organization. And we've worked with them in the past to do some peaceful protesting. But essentially, they've partnered with the NRA to launch a court challenge against the local ordinance that Boulder put into place. And there was another entity up there, too, that challenged this law. The second entity, the court challenge was set aside because there was some standing issue. But then with the one for Rally for Our Rights and the NRA, that one is going to move forward. True to form here in Colorado, we have a very liberal state Supreme Court, and they just said, oh, no, you know, Boulder's right. They can do what they want to do. Well, first of all, the Boulder legislature, the Boulder regulation, since it's a city, their regulation is in violation of the state constitution. It's clear when you read what Boulder put together for this law and you read the state constitution, you can see that they're in violation of the state constitution, but the state Supreme Court has upheld Boulder's regulation. So now it's going to move on to a district court, eventually the Supreme Court, and we'll get our day in court and we'll see what happens. But again, pardon me. It's not the Supreme Court that's the ultimate arbiter here. It's the people. And the people need to stand up and make it known by voting these idiots out of office that are putting these laws together. It includes these regulations at the local level. It includes these red flag laws that are starting to become prominently supported across the U.S. by various legislators. It's got to be stopped.
Well, you know, the situation here in California is that we really no longer have a viable election system. It's just not here. You know, with the amount of voter fraud, it's now ubiquitous all around California. It's everywhere. You just can't escape it. The big question is, how do we get that back in no matter where you're at in this nation? Because the system that we have here in California has now been templated to the rest of the nation, as we've seen, like in Florida. Now you've seen that in North Carolina. There's other places, too, where right. There's system using provisional ballots and so on. The ballots show up after the polls have closed, and then they start, you know, they literally here in California, they look to see where the Republicans were in their districts at the end of the evening when they were calling the races, and then they march into the, you know, into the county offices with all these different provisional, hundreds, thousands of them, 300,000 in Orange County, they say, of provisional ballots that don't get counted until 16 days after, and then they declare the election for the Democrat. Is that going on there?
It is. I don't know if you've seen the research that was done by Judicial Watch with regard to each state's balloting and the fact that they have more ballots that are submitted than they have voters that are registered to vote. And in Colorado, we have, I forget the exact figure, and I don't have it here at my fingertips while I'm talking with you, but it was on the order of 50-some-odd thousand ballots
right.
statewide that were in excess of what our voter registration is.
Yeah.
And yet they were counted.
Well, you know, hang with us. We've got Frank DeMonbrun from the United States Freedom Army with us, and we're talking about the Constitution, your rights, what's going on in voter registration all around the nation, including Colorado. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future, 51st state of the union, and we're moving forward in that direction. The grand plan is in play. We will not stop until we are the 51st state. That's going to happen. It's actually going to happen. Anyway, with us right now is Frank Immelbrunn. And he is with the United States Freedom Army. We're talking about constitutional aspects of what's going on in our society today. And he's joining us from Boulder, Colorado. And Frank, welcome again to Agenda 21 Radio. And it's been very insightful of what you're trying to do with the Freedom Army. Where do you go from here in this final segment with us here on Agenda 21 Radio?
Well, Paul, one of the things that I wanted to address quickly coming back from the commercial break was our discussion about voter disenfranchisement. I just did a quick check. We have 64 counties here in Colorado. 22 of those 64 counties have more votes than they have voters. So that gives you an idea as to how widespread this illegal voting issue really is here
right.
in our state.
Well, you've been this is something that has come out of California and emanated in, you know, it's now ubiquitous throughout the United States. This is the point. I've been warning everybody about this for years, and it's here now, and you just verified. How many counties was it that you have that have more voters than registered voters?
Yeah, 22 counties out of 64.
In Boulder and Denver is in which county? Counties.
Well, Boulder's Boulder County. Denver is Adams County, Douglas.
And Douglas County. And so, what about Douglas County?
Yeah. It's
one of them, I'm sure.
I was going to say Denver actually spans a couple of different counties. So.
Okay. And I guess they probably are some of the counties that have more voters registered than they have voters.
Well, I don't have the detailed data with me. I just took a quick look at the metadata to see what those figures were.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and again, if it holds true, like we've seen in the other states of the union, not just Colorado, but also Virginia and Florida in particular, where they got really caught up in Broward County, that's exactly what we've seen going on throughout the United States. And again, it emanated from California. And again, what the new California state movement is about is it's an anti-Californication movement. So, in other words,
sure.
we stand in complete opposition. You know, we get this comment that, you know, people get really, when they hear about New California, they think they're going to be Californicated in a different fashion, because a lot of people, once they dig into New California, they realize the constitutionality of it, and they go, oh my gosh, we got to have that here. Now, case in point is what's going on with the New Illinois movement, a very, very strong movement in Illinois to form New Illinois. And oddly enough, there's going to be Illinois that's only going to be Chicago left of this movement. That's it. Chicago can have its own little state. And then New Illinois, of course, is all the rural area, because they get it. It's rural versus urban. It's not, you know, the Californication business like you're seeing with the different people, you know, with the voter registration and all the other stupid stuff that goes on. So it's an anti-Californication movement in a sense. And it sounds to me like Colorado could be ripe for something like that.
It could be. There's been some discussion out here, Paul, about moving the state toward a state-level form of the Electoral College to even out the voting disparities that we have
right.
in the primarily blue areas of Boulder and Denver and a few of the other college towns that we have across the state. And that completely disenfranchises 95% of the state that is rural and conservative.
Well, you see, that's the Reynolds versus Sims playing out. That's exactly why we're doing what we're doing for New California. That's why, when you take it and you break it back and put the federalization back into the states, in other words, senators become members of, you know, of the second tier of government, of the bicameral legislature, where they've got power and authority over a given domain, such as a county, rather than being associated with a population, which is what we have here. You know, I've got one senator, our senator for state government here in California represents 8 different counties. Well, back in the day, you had a senator for each county.
Right.
You see, because the county has to have, it has people in it, it's got resources, it's got business, it's got commerce, it's got education, it's got all those things, and that's what a senator is supposed to represent, and that's what the federal model is. You take a look at Montana. Montana has 2 senators, but so does California. Now the argument from the left is coming that there's too many senators in the federal system in the flyover states. And that those senators should
right.
now be dispersed to different states, such as California should have 4 senators, maybe 5, based upon population. See what they're trying to do?
Absolutely. They're stacking the deck.
Yeah. And, of course, this is why New California comes around. and as the new California move. I call it the new movement because we've now got new California, new Illinois. We've got new Nevada movement. Both of those are strong movements, and you know they're moving forward. You might have a new Colorado movement. I'm just suggesting it to people out there.
Well, and I hear we have a new Hawaii movement that's at least in the infancy right now.
I wasn't going to say that, but you blew it now. That's true.
Sorry.
That's all right. And by the way, there's more to come because we have been in negotiations with other states as well. So, but, you know, this is sort of the wave of the future, I think, that this is the only way to break the back of Reynolds versus Simpson. And again, what people don't understand is that because New California will be the first state to come in since Reynolds versus Sims. Now, Reynolds versus Sims was decided in 1964, and the last two states to come into the Union by territory, not necessarily by forming from a pre-existing state, such as what's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, were Alaska and Hawaii. They came in as territories in 1959, so that predates Reynolds versus Sims. When we come in as a new state, we'll be the first one to do so since 1861 because we're coming in as from a pre-existing state, which is exactly what happened to West Virginia and has not happened since 1861. So we will be breaking that mold. But now on top of that, what happens is that because we're breaking that mold, we're coming in since Reynolds versus Sims, and hello, since before Reynolds versus Sims, we're coming in and we're going to exercise our 10th Amendment right. And our 10th Amendment right is, of course, we choose as a state to determine how we, you know, have our representative government. The Supreme, in other words, the 10th Amendment trumps the Supreme Court decision of Reynolds versus Sims. So that's...
Well, and I think that, you know, watching the progress right now of New California and a few of these others that you've mentioned is really heartening to the membership of the United States Freedom Army. You know, we're not a militia. We do not advocate, you know, any kind of violence, against the government, to overthrow the government. We love the government. We just want it to operate the way it's supposed to. And we believe that the way to get there is through education. And so that's pretty much what we're about. We got to get the word out. We got to get people informed, and we've got to get them to start thinking about the constitutional underpinnings and then comparing that with our current government and see how sadly lacking we really are.
That's
you
true.
You guys are doing that with your initiative to start New California.
Yeah, and that's that's the way we are. We're non, you know, this whole thing about violence, we're not into the violence thing at all. And we tell people, in fact, when we declared our independence coming up, we're going to have an anniversary on January 15th. When we declared our independence, we made it very, very clear that this is the peaceful process to form a new state. Unlike all the other nations, look at France. I mean, the way they're going to overturn things is to have a revolution and a revolt. That's the way they do things. We do things by the Constitution. We do it peaceably and so on. And we're following that same. We're an educational organization, and the process of education can be very, very strong. Listen, Frank, tell us how we can get a hold of you because we're running up against the clock.
You know, probably the best way is through our website. We're located at www.usfreedomarmy, all one word, .com. And if you want to get a message to me directly, just punch up that contact button. It'll send it directly to info@usfreedomarmy.com, or you can use that email address and it will come directly to my desk.
Listen, Frank, thank you very much for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Paul, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Some more information about what's going on. Let's get that music down here. Tons of information going on right now. Gosh, just and again, United Nations business that's really being taken care of. The United Nations being smacked down, I guess you can say. I'd like to say the United Nations being smacked down. I like that terminology. Nothing but a smackdown for the United Nations. Also, visit our website. We got this article up on the panel, on the news panel. It's not in the general news, but on the news panel on the right-hand side. The daily news, as we call it, about a monarchy going on in Russia. They want to get back to the czarist business, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, we got that all going on. Also, the big story that's happening right now, Exodus. 156 residents leave Chicago daily. Gee, I wonder why that happens. And this is coming from Bloomberg now. We'll have this one posted up in the general stories because this is so important. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of the information. Certainly all of the information about newcaliforniastate.com. And by the way, a little shout-out to the Tea Party on Monday night. Assembly member James Gallagher will be the guest speaker. That is 6:30 for Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California, 6:30, and you can call Larry, really nice guy, area code 530-755-4409 for more information. And Assembly Member James Gallagher, one of the best, the very best Assembly members in California right now, one of 80 Assembly members in California. Anyway, so nearly 156 people leave Chicago daily, demographic trends show. It says even migration is... Even migration is bigger in Texas. In Texas, Dallas leads all cities as the largest net gainer, with 246 people arriving daily, according to a Bloomberg an analyst of 2017 census data on migration to the 100 largest metropolitan areas in 2014. The crown belonged to Houston with 269. After Dallas, Sunbelt beacons Phoenix, Tampa, Atlanta, Orlando rolled out the top five. Seattle at number six with a gate of 116 people daily is the only cold weather destination. The daily influx surpassed 100 people in the nine cities, while Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles saw an exodus of more than 100 people every single day. Here we go. Triple digits. Net daily migration was highest in the following cities. Seattle, 116. Las Vegas, 100. This is all positive. 174. And Phoenix. Net losses. Los Angeles, 128. Chicago, 156. Shocking. New York, 132. The socialist states. Socialist communist areas. Net loss. Go figure. Now, New California, on the other hand, you're going to see that number soar when we become a state, because we will not have Los Angeles. Los Angeles, no, they'll continue to net lose, of course, but New California will net gain. And we're going to, it's, you know, the state is setting up to be a fabulous state. And now, listen, we understand. We got people calling. What's it going to be like? I mean, we have people scoping it out right now. Real estate brokers, big time people, they know what's going to happen. In Chicago, new Illinois is forming there, which is, I think, very interesting. Now, the top story, though, and we're going to follow up this story in Oklahoma. This is a big one, and this is awesome. Because, again, in New California, I guarantee there will be no relationship with the United Nations. So the United Nations, oh, it's got hegemony in Yosemite Valley. Well, Yosemite is going to be part of New California. Sorry, California, you're losing Yosemite. It will not be a UN protectorate. That just will not happen for New California. Here we go. UN Agenda 21 measure passes Oklahoma House of Representatives. Michael McNutt wrote this. Michael McNutt, a great Scottish name, McNutt. Representative Sally Kern bristled Wednesday evening when her bill to prohibit Oklahoma communities from having anything to do with the United Nations Agenda 21 plan was compared with a 1930s horror radio show. This is not a joke, said Kern, Republican Oklahoma City. It's very real. The House eventually voted 67-17, mostly along party lines, to pass House Bill 1412, which would prohibit any city, town, or county from adopting or implementing policy recommendations established by the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Action Plan. It is a non-binding, voluntary implemented action plan regarding sustainable development. There's that word, non-binding. Oh, we just started off that with Macron, right? Non-binding. Macron goes out and says, oh, a non-binding migration agreement with the United Nations. And guess what? The French generals say, ah, he's treasonous. HB 1412 also would prohibit the state from contracting with or exchanging funds with a non-governmental or intergovernmental organization accredited by the United Nations. The bill is headed to the Senate. Now, these are the NGOs and nonprofits they're talking about. These are the NGOs and nonprofits that virtually have destroyed California. These are the NGOs and nonprofit groups that bonded up with Jerry Brown out here in California to do what? Oh, to suppress the cleaning of the forest and chaparral lands of the foothills of California. Oh, and what did that bring us? It gave us paradise now, didn't it? See how it all works, guys? For 30 years, and especially over the last 8 years of Jerry Brown's totalitarian mindset and rule, we've allowed all that. He's actually cut money and expenditures. No money for you. For what? For fire suppression and prevention. Oh, no wonder there was a fire in paradise. No wonder they've been burning and murdering people in California. Because why? When you buy into sustainability, you buy into depopulation, which is exactly what Agenda 21 is all about. You know, getting people off the rural lands. Gee, I wonder why Jerry Brown and those ilk have decided to burn everybody out of New California. I wonder why. Well, in Oklahoma, they're okay. They get it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Little reminder that Monday, Megan Barth will be joining us here on Agenda 21 Radio. The vulnerable Megan Barth will be talking about the voter fraud and a whole bunch of other things going on. Current situation, I'm sure, with Donald Trump. And then might have another real special guest. We're negotiating something right now about what's going on with one of our guests on Tuesday. I'm not going to say the name of the individual. But it's a barn burner. It's a barn burner. And it's amazing what is going on, though. It's amazing what's going on in our society, in our world, isn't it? We've got, we've got so many things happening in New California and all the other places that I can think of. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for, listening to Agenda 21 Radio and all the things that go on. with Agenda 21 Radio. And if you can remember, this Sunday Slam Day, as we call it, it's a big day for all of us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Remember our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.